Dealing with rejection during your physiatry job search. These days, you may encounter many rejections during your physiatry job search. Take care of your personal well-being and keep your hunt on track by following these tips. Steps to take for your personal well-being. Number one, face your feelings. Getting turned down may trigger difficult emotions such as anger or anxiety. Figure out what troubles you most. It may be mainly economic pressures or doubts about your abilities. This will guide you to the individual solutions you need. Number two, seek support. Talk to other physiatry job seekers. You may wind up exchanging valuable leads while you help each other feel better. Let family and friends know exactly how they can help you. Find strength in your spiritual practices. Number three, exercise regularly. A good workout fights stress and pain. If a gym membership is too expensive, take a walk or look for free yoga classes at your local community center. Number four, manage stress. There are many constructive ways to deal with the pressures of unemployment. Breathe deeply, listen to instrumental music, or focus on helping others. Steps to shorten your physiatry job search. Think like a salesperson. Salespeople know they'll probably face a lot of refusals before they close a deal. Remind yourself you're getting closer to your goal and it's the ultimate success that counts. Number two, project confidence. Desperation works against you. Keep in mind that health centers are looking for candidates to solve their challenges. Put your worries aside so you can make a good impression. Remain active. Continue hunting at full steam just in case that promising interview falls through. Rejection letters are more comfortable to take if you're already looking ahead. Number four, refine your strategy. If the job offer goes to someone else, you still get a chance to learn from the experience. Look for ways to become a stronger candidate. Steps to take in specific situations. Deal with pre-interview rejections. If you're getting declined before an interview, it may indicate that you need to brush up on your CV. Double-check your spelling and grammar and ensure you're using appropriate keywords. Ask someone with human resources experience to look over your documents. Number two, respond to post-interview rejections. Maybe you're making it through multiple rounds of interviews before getting eliminated. You may want to rehearse more in advance to polish your presentations. Sending thank you letters may help you gain valuable feedback and add to your network. Number three, consider all your alternatives. Older workers who have been out of the workforce may fare better by looking outside of the conventional job market. This could be the time to start your own practice or work as a consultant. Number four, widen your search. Economic changes have been especially drastic in healthcare in certain geographic areas. It could help to look into different practice settings or consider relocating. Number five, get advice. If you're new to the job market, rejections may come as a surprise. Recent graduates can take advantage of their program's career center to find resources on how to identify areas they need to work on. Number six, review your qualifications. It's crucial to ascertain if your background truly fits the position's needs. You may find that you need to clarify how your past accomplishments are relevant to your prospective employer. The job market is still tight and especially challenging in healthcare. Each rejection brings you closer to a position that's right for you. So keep your spirits up and hang in there.